All right, we're ready. We'll begin with prayer. Communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for blessing us this whole week. Help us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart. And bless this to be a glorious day, Lord. Bless every speaker today. Anoint them, bless them to say what's in your heart. And bless Pastor as he goes forth. And bless everyone to leave edified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yeah. You know, our prayers avail much. Everything we ask the Lord is precious to him. Sometimes it's not as precious to us as it is to him. He's looking at us whenever we look into him. That's precious in his sight. And I've been, the first mention of faith back in Habakkuk chapter 2 and 4, that's been on my heart all day yesterday. I've been meditating on it. And the way he applied, you know, that kind of faith looks to God. And it keeps people grounded. It keeps, you know, that kind of faith is current. We love, I put it this way, our faith in God doesn't change. It stays, we currently love him. We currently have faith in him. Just like we always love our children. We never stop loving our children. And we always love God, just like we always love our children. It doesn't deviate. And that kind of faith doesn't deviate, because he said the just shall live by his faith. But he compared it to those who were lifted up. They deviate. They go back to the world. But because we're looking at the Lord, we don't deviate. We stay with him. You know, and that's been on my heart. It's probably going to come out in everything I do today. All right. This is, we actually made it to verse 37. And last week, we backtracked, and I think it was a mistake on my part, but not on the Holy Spirit, because he brought some things out last week. So we're going to pick up at verse 28, where we stopped last week. And he had me to say some things last week. I said, well, maybe it wasn't such a mistake. verse 28 says, then led they Jesus. Now, Peter had just got through denying Jesus three times, and then the cock crew in verse 27. In verse 28 says, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. They wanted to eat the Passover, so they didn't want to go in Pilate's judgment hall, because that would have defiled them, and they would not have been able to go in the temple. You know, they had a lot of rules and rituals that they had to observe. If you stepped on a dead cat, you're defiled. You can't go to the temple that day. You know, if they had all these things, if it happened, you couldn't go in the temple. So, this was one of them. Verse 29. Pilate then went out unto them and said, what accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor or a criminal, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, Is it not lawful for us to put any man to death? Now they're already seeking the death penalty, and he hadn't been judged yet. And they wanted him dead. You know, this is cold religion at its worst. And cold religion has nothing to do with God. That's a fabrication of man. Man in his pride. And they wanted him, they wanted Jesus dead. Verse 32, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Because it was already prophesied what death he should die for us. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said unto him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, saying, Sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? You know, Pilate asked him an interesting question here. Are you the king of the Jews? Pilate must have heard about him from others. Now, everything Jesus did, he healed the sick. The lame was walking. The deaf could hear, and the blind could see. I'm sure that somebody like Pilate would find out about it. Because if anybody, you know, I worked at a lot of places, and the bosses always know what's going on. See, people just think they don't. The bosses know what's happening. And I was working on the mayor's car one time. Quitman Mitchell was the mayor of Bessemer when I first went there, and he was nice guy. And I would after Ed May won, and he was not the mayor anymore. I was working on this car, and while I was out there working on this car at his house, he said a lot of times I would be in the shop and nobody knew it. He used to go walking, and he'd come in the back door, and he'd be in there looking to see what's going on. And he was a hands-on type mayor. He'd come down there and see what's happening. And he said nobody ever knew it. And I remember one day I turned around, and he was in the back. He was standing up back then. Bosses know what's going on. A man like Pilate heard about Jesus. And Herod did too. Because when we get to that point, we're going to see that he's interested to see some of the miracles he heard about. All right, Pilate, Jesus asked him a question. Jesus answered, saying, Sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Now, Jesus wanted, his soul was precious to Jesus. This could have been his lifeline. And even though Jesus was supposed to die this way, he was not afraid to reach out to Pilate. Because God has a plan, and that plan is going to be carried. You don't have to fear anything in Christ. Jesus didn't fear anything. He didn't. He reached out to Pilate because he loved Pilate. Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew?"
That was a loaded question,
though. It was.
Because anyone who claimed to be king of the Jews, other than who the Romans appointed to be king, they were in big trouble.
Yeah.
They were in big trouble. They'd already crucified who knows how many for trying to be the Messiah, for trying to come and rebel against Rome and everything. So that was really a loaded question.
It was.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a loaded question. It was like, should we pay tribute to Caesar or not,
Yeah.
And so it was one of those loaded questions that Jesus really knew how to handle.
Yeah.
He always knew how to handle a loaded question.
He did, all the time.
They could always backfire. Go up in their face.
they even gave up.
Yeah. And so, he asked that question. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the way you put that. It is a loaded question. Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee to me. What hast thou done? Now, Pilate didn't know the cult, the rivalry there. He may have, he may not have, he may have heard things and wondered why they did things the way. He probably wondered why would they bring a man that's healing the sick and being a blessing to people and teaching? Why would they want to kill him? And he didn't know, he was beginning not to know who to trust here. Possibly. And he asked Jesus, what have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Now this is where we left off 2 weeks ago. We kind of backtracked. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king? Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. You know, Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had thus said, when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Now, Pilate wasn't, he wasn't like the Jews. He was honest in this statement that he made. He should have believed on Jesus right then, but he was more honorable than all the chief priests and the Pharisees and the Jews too. But we are in the position, you know, we at one time in our life were in the position of power. We heard about Jesus, but in it's like we had Jesus in our court. They say you're my Savior, and some people say not, but we had to draw a conclusion for our own lives. Yes, you are my Savior. And we judged him faithfully. When people go back to the world, they're saying, you don't matter. When they go back to doing the things of this world, they say, well, Jesus, you don't matter now. I'm my own Savior. But when you stick with the faith of Habakkuk, you know, let's look at Habakkuk. That's been on my heart. You know, the prophets used to warn Israel all the time that things were going to happen. And people would repent and they would change course. Some of them would change course towards God for a while and meander back into their mischief. And some people would stay with the living things of God. I just had Habakkuk. I didn't mark it. Here it is. Front of Zephaniah. You know, these small books get hid in the pages. This is chapter 2. Let's look at verses 1 through 4. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me. And what shall I answer him when I am reproved? And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. The waiting period will be over and it won't tarry in what's going to happen. Now watch verse 4. He said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just will live by his faith. He's going to always take God at his word and not stop. Just like our love for our children never stops. Our love for God doesn't have to stop. And our faith in God doesn't stop. We currently love him. We currently take him at his word. He's my Savior then. He's my Savior today. Tomorrow he's my Savior. And in my court, Jesus is my Lord. He's my King. Some people try to call him Savior without calling him Lord. But if you believe on him, you believe all of him. You believe his heart. You believe what he's saying. What his word, his people, his will. All of that, he's my Lord. And so Pilate left. He said, I find no fault in him at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? You know, that old English, will you therefore, that means, would you rather for me to release to you the King of the Jews or Barabbas? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Now he tried to rescue Jesus from the chief priest and the Pharisees, their leaders. So he asked the people that were out there, and they chose Barabbas too. So now Israel is voting Jesus out. So Jesus, they tried to vote him out of office, of a king. And you can't vote kings out. And so now we'll pick up at chapter 19 next week. But Pilate got to the point, I don't want anything to do with this. You know, this, I didn't find anything wrong with this man. And in our court, we all made him Lord. And you know, and he's going to stay that way because the just shall live by his faith. This is the heart of communion. When we can say, Jesus, you're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're not just my Savior. You're my Lord. You're my King. And I will do what you say. I want to do all this in your heart. When it's like that, then that's true worship. That's sincerity, spirit, and in truth. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. There he's back. This is the heart of communion. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I thank the Lord for his perfect. Our salvation is perfect. And I thank the Lord for his blood, how he washed our sins away. And how Jesus reunited us with the Father so that we can have precious communion. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you are mightily moving us this day. Again, bless every teacher, every speaker, to speak all that's in your heart. Help us to go forward in you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.